Good afternoon. My name is Joan Keston. I'm the founding attorney at Keston Law, a law firm located in Wilmington, North Carolina. We focus our practice on elder law, estate planning, and asset protection. And in doing that, we do documents such as trusts and wills, powers of attorney, healthcare documents. We do planning for Medicaid benefits for nursing home. We do planning for VA benefits for pension, improved pension, aid in attendance, and housebound. We might do planning for Alzheimer's or dementia client, and we do special needs planning. We're starting this podcast, actually, on a weekly or monthly basis to go over some of the issues that we face, or most of us face, or our clients, we see our clients facing in this area of law. We will be talking it from a legal perspective and also some of the practical issues involved. So we hope that this is something of value to you. It will be posted as well, a link on our website. And if you have any particular questions or topics that you feel like that you would like to have us discuss in this podcast, please feel free to send us an email. It's jkeston@kestonlaw.com. Again, jkeston@kestonlaw.com. Thank you. We're going to speak today a little bit about self-directed IRAs. Fact, importance of IRAs today, according to the Investment Company Institute, in the middle of 2018, U.S. retirement assets totaled $28.3 trillion. So again, a focus on IRAs and different strategies and things that can be done has become very, very important. A lot of folks are not aware that you can invest your IRA money in what's called a self-directed IRA structure. And on top of that, even an LLC, a limited liability company, that is a self-directed IRA LLC. Most folks hold their IRAs with financial institutions who invest those money either in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. And the owner of the IRA basically has a hands-off capacity or involvement with these investments. I mean, they can direct their broker, but they're not actually buying and selling on their own. The broker themselves has to do this. The broker is called a custodian, meaning they hold custody of that IRA account. Now, a self-directed IRA is something where you can then direct the investment of that IRA, and you would transfer your IRA from your current custodian to a custodian that does self-directed IRAs. And by doing this, you enable an investment in something other than stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You would then be allowed to use your money investing in real estate, either to do financing, loans. You could invest in metals, things you cannot invest in certain things, such as collectibles, life insurance, S corporation stock. But for a lot of folks who want to invest in real estate or in lending money, it becomes a very viable way of investing. A lot of folks only have money in IRAs. They'd like to invest in real estate, but they're not aware that they can. By this mechanism, you can. An additional flexibility on top of that is once you transfer your IRA money from your current custodian to the custodian who does self-directed IRAs, under that umbrella, you create an LLC, a limited liability company. You open a bank account at your local bank. You have checks that you can write on that LLC, and the custodian transfers that money to your bank account, and you can then write checks and invest in different real estate transactions. So it creates a huge level of flexibility that before you were unable to do. Some folks have a lot of expertise with it, with real estate, or would like to invest in real estate as an alternative because of the way the stock market works, and this is something that enables them to do that. There are requirements and severe penalties involved if you run afoul of the IRS rules. And the biggest obstacle to all this is what we call prohibited transactions. You're not allowed to use the money in the IRA to benefit yourself. So any transaction that you invest in basically has to be a sort of a third-party, hands-off kind of investment. A lot of folks ask, can I buy a house and have my son rent it from me? No, you can't. You can't do this with certain family members. You can't do things for your own benefit. You can't invest in rental properties that you're then going to do the maintenance on. So it really does have levels of third-party elements to it. So you have to be very careful when you get involved in doing self-directed IRAs that you are with the right kind of legal counseling, tax counseling to understand what those rules are.
So what's the benefit then if you can't invest in real estate that you're going to rent or that one of your children or a family member is going to live in and pay you rent? What is the benefit of a self-directed IRA?
Well, you'll invest in real estate, but ones that transactions that you're not going to be doing the hands-on work in. I've invested in a couple of things as a lender into real estate transactions, short-term lending. Once I have my money and I'm not doing anything. So if you have different investment or folks that are doing real estate, or even if you have your own real estate that's going to be rented, you just can't do the work on it. So you have third-party maintenance on it. The advantage is you may have lower custodian fees. You can invest in other kinds of things rather than what the stock market or mutual funds are involved. The returns that I'm seeing on transactions that are loan are 10%, 12%. You don't see that in the market today.
You don't see that in the market, no.
So again, I'm lending into flipping houses. So the returns are terrific. So it's a question of, for folks who are involved in some kind of investment capacity or want to be, and their money's tied up pretty much into IRAs and they can't do things, that this is appealing to. If you're the kind of person who doesn't want to get involved in things, then maybe that's not the vehicle for you. But with the level of trillions of dollars that are involved in IRAs, this becomes very viable. The self-directed IRA has been around for decades. It's just taken on a focus with the 08 financial crisis that folks lost so much money. And there was, what can we do with IRA money other than leave it in the hands of a broker who's going to invest it in stocks and bonds and mutual funds? So you can invest in gold. You can invest in a variety of different things. You still can do bonds and mutual funds if you wanted to. And you can do them more on your own if it's self-directed than you did when you were with a broker. So again, it's something for people to know about that it exists. You have to be very cautious how you do it. If you run afoul of the prohibited transaction rules, it can trigger a distribution of your entire IRA plus a penalty on top of that. So that means the consequences could be severe. Now, the IRS does not have a special department that looks or audits IRAs. So it's rare that they could catch you. They might, because you're investing in something that got audited, and then they would see what you've been doing or study what you're doing. And the consequences are severe to prohibit people or scare people from not doing the incorrect procedures. But the goal here is that the IRA, purpose of the IRA is to help with retirement. It's not to benefit you prior to that because it is a tax-free kind of thing. So there are these restrictions on it. But just be aware and make sure that if you do want to discuss or do something with self-directed IRAs, that you speak with folks who actually do them. We're doing them, and it's a question of doing an LLC, which gives you the checkbook control. If you can do a self-directed IRA where you're still hands-off, or you can do one where you have a checkbook involved with that account, and then you can do a lot more on your own. So the question here with the LLC is something that you should work with an attorney who does these, because they're not your vanilla LLCs. A lot of folks just go to the Secretary of State and they open their own companies. They don't have operating agreements. They don't understand the nuances that are involved in this. So I would say not to do this on your own, to make sure in this situation that you do work with someone who has the tax knowledge to understand how the IRA, self-directed IRA, does work. Okay. Thanks for listening. I welcome you to visit our website, www.kestinlaw.com. On that website, you will find our schedule for seminars. We do seminars almost on a monthly basis in two locations where we formally address a lot of the topics we mentioned in this podcast. You also can follow the directions with this podcast. If you have any topics you'd like us to address in a podcast, feel free to write those and send those to us. And if you have any other questions and would like to have any kind of consultation, again, you can either contact us on the website, and our phone number is 910-509-7121. Once again, thanks for listening.